Good day. This is Paige Estrotori broadcasting on behalf of Financial Self Services Online with your weekly finance news wrap for Friday, November 14th, 2025. Let's delve right into the stories shaping our finance industry here in Australia. We start with a piece of good news for consumers, as new reports show interest rates are set to remain stable over the coming months. The Reserve Bank of Australia has indicated that maintaining the current monetary policy stance is necessary to support the economic recovery. So if you're planning a personal or business loan, it's an apt time to connect with our financial services at Financial Services Online. Meanwhile, on the property front, Australia's housing market continues to boom despite economic uncertainties. Buyers and sellers should be mindful of the fluid market conditions. Our advice: ensure you're financially prepared, whether you're looking to invest, upsizing, or entering the housing market for the first time. In other noteworthy news, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission is ramping up its oversight on cryptocurrencies. If you're a crypto investor, remember that due diligence is critical. It's important for consumers to understand that while cryptocurrencies offer significant potential gains, they also come with their own set of risks. Transitioning to the business sector, the government's newly unveiled infrastructure spending plan promises relief for many local businesses. Projects in the pipeline are anticipated to create thousands of jobs across the country. As job numbers rise, our economy stands to gain the potential for a healthier, more prosperous future. Before we wrap up, we'd like to briefly touch upon the recent surge in online shopping trends. Experts suggest retailers need to prioritize their online platforms to capitalize on changing consumer behaviors. Traditional retailers can benefit from the recent digital shift by providing comprehensive online services. That just about wraps up our financial updates for this week. Remember, for any of your personal or business finance needs, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Don't forget to join us again next Friday for another roundup of the weekly finance news. Until then, stay informed and stay safe. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.